As an American living in China, commentator Shai Oster has become accustomed to standing out. But for one brief part of his day, he's found a way to blend in.
Twice a day, I'm a giant surrounded by a flock of pigeons. I should explain. I commute to work on a bicycle, a Taiwanese-made giant. But the majority of the 4 million cyclists in Beijing ride the Shanghai-made flying pigeon, an indestructible iron clunker. The first time I rode my bicycle on the city streets, I broke out in a sweat of panic. Road rules were a Darwinian battle for survival in space. No helmets, no turn signals, no sympathy for a clueless foreigner. The roads were a mad chaos of zigzag cars, trucks, buses, pedestrians, horses, and bicycles. Out of the corner of my eye, grim images, mangled bicycle, skid marks, and a truck further up the road. But now I'm used to it. I've never seen so many kinds of bicycles. Aside from the retro flying pigeons that seem taken from sepia-toned antique photos, there are all manner of tricycle. On bamboo flatbeds, workers lug piles of fruit, vegetables, computers, and even beds and furniture. Old men slowly pedal tricycles with passengers on bus seats in the back. One couple tools past on a four-wheeled Surrey. A few tricycles have crankshafts placed on the handlebars for handicapped riders. Even in this whirl of diversity, I manage to stick out. Other riders appraise my choice of wheels. Too big, too new, too expensive. They're right, I've had 5 bicycles stolen in 2 years. At first, I didn't even have a bell. I just shout out warnings in English. Hey, watch out! That had a startling, and not altogether beneficial, effect. Instead of watching the road, they would watch me. I soon bought a bell. Now that I have the hang of it, the commute is something I look forward to during the early morning rush hour. Few cars are on the road, and the only sounds are the tinkle of bells and the creak of chains. For a few minutes a day, I can slide into the crowd, and if I'm careful, I can stop being a foreigner and just become another citizen on the way to work. By now, I know how to ride. Think like water, Brownian motion. If there's a space, slide over and fill it. If there's an obstacle, squeeze around it. It's Zen commuting. There's a mix of passivity and aggression, of tension and release. Sometimes you cede to others, sometimes you push ahead, sometimes you crash. Usually, you just arrive.
Commentator Shai Oster is a correspondent in Beijing.